Kate, Kate, W-A-C-T-O-Y, are you on there, Ola?
Hey, Jim, how you doing? W-A-3 or W-B-3, K-A-S-W-A-3-T-O-Y.
Just reconfiguring my headset, and takes a while to remember what it was a month ago. Yeah, I guess it's working.
Yeah, your audio is a little bit low, but that might be me. It might be on my end that the audio is low because I'm on my cell phone and not the computer.
Well, I've got a boom mic and I had it above my head. This might be a little bit better for you.
Yes, that was better. That was definitely better.
Okay, Roger. Well, let me turn you loose and we'll check out some emails and we'll check in at 8 o'clock. Thanks for coming back. WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim. Talk to you later. Tell Wanda we said hello, and we will chat with you later on. WA3TOY.
Okay, we'll do.
Welcome to K3ORB Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
K3DVG monitoring.
Testing 1-2. Hey, it works!
Yeah, Marty, I heard you. WA3TOY.
You have no idea what I had to get through to get the audio to be working. Hello, everybody. KB3MXM. All right. Sorry for the delay. Had a little bit of audio problem. I'm on my backup microphone, so let's get started. Thanks, Jim. He's here. All right, everyone. Good evening. How embarrassing. I should have checked it before I tried to get on, so... Good evening, and welcome to the Maryland DC section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC Echolink node and linked repeaters. We're going to cover some things happening in the section and maybe even in Atlantic Division. We have Jim on here, WI3N. Let me see who else is on here. Oh, we got some Skywarn folks. We're going to talk about that. And let's see. And we got John on here. All right, so let's get started. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. All right, let's get started with the things going on. Nearby, if you're in the area of the Cumberland Valley Amateur Radio Club, their Hamfest. That's going to be in, that's going to be on the 30th of July, and then shortly after that is the 71st annual Berryville Ham Fest out in Berryville, Virginia. Now near Winchester on the 7th of August. And then the Hagerstown Tailgate Fest on the 17th of September. Plenty of things to do. All right, going on to the next thing. Stand by. All right, don't forget your field day logs need to be in by the 26th of July. For your June 25th and 26th field day, logs are due by the 26th of July. If you work the HF World Championship, those logs need to be in by the 17th in 2 days. Also, coming up here is August the 7th and 8th is the 22 megahertz and up distance contest for you that have 222 and up. Distance contest, and then August the 20th to 21st is 10 gigahertz and up for you folks doing 10 gigahertz break. You know, I spoke to quite a few hams that have actually gone out and gotten their GMRS license, which is kind of cool, really. General Mobile Radio Service. And there's repeaters popping up all over the place. And I just found another four. Caroline County, Henderson, Maryland. Anne Arundel County, Pasadena. Harford County, Whiteford. I think that one's set up for the Boy Scouts, BSA. Prince George's County, Laurel. They're planning another one down there. So GRMS. Radios, you can get HGs, you can get mobile radios, and they have nets. I think there's a Tuesday net and a Wednesday net. Great. and a couple of events coming up here. There's a, I guess it would be a contest, or at least a commemorative station setting up for the Apollo 11 launch on July the 20th. And that is from 1300 Zulu to 2000 Zulu, Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Group. Yes. And then there's also another one, another event coming up, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Sea Scout Safety at Sea Duty, or at Sea Day, coming up on the 23rd. All of these contests and events can be found on ARRL. Break. Okay, switching gears. You know, we had some severe weather go through Upper Maryland along the Mason-Dixon and over into Cecil and Harford County, or Harford and Cecil County, and also across the district in PG, Anne Arundel. Just to give you some idea of the numbers at the height of the storm, BG&E was reporting over 103 customers were having power issues. And, you know, this storm originated western Maryland, south central PA. The other one was more in the Virginia, West Virginia area. And they developed pretty quickly as they came through. So I'm going to turn this over to, well, before I go to Tom, Sky, or Kurt, let me go to Jim. I forgot about you, Jim. Let's go to Jim, WI3N, for any updates from the Atlantic Division. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. I don't have any updates from the Atlantic Division. I will just mention that August the 2nd will be National Night Out. Any of the clubs, Aries groups, whatever, should maybe check with your local police departments to see if they're sponsoring an event that night and maybe get a table and promote amateur radio. I will also mention maybe that Jeff, KB3SPH, might mention something about the Tuesday WinLink check-ins that we're doing in PG County. That's about it for me. Thank you, Marty. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much. Well, I will mention that Board of Directors apparently is meeting at headquarters, and they will be there, I guess, for until the 5th or something like that. Yeah. Our next meeting is coming Tuesday evening, 5 p.m., or 9 p.m. Eastern time. Watch for, oh, that's the section meeting. So the Board of Directors are at headquarters. All right. And now we'll move to some Skywarn stuff. Let's go to, I'll go to Kurt first. Kurt, WA3TOI.
Good evening, everyone. This is WA3TOI. Yeah, Tuesday night was a fairly active night again. We handled quite a bit of traffic far as downed trees and hail. The majority of it seemed to be coming out of PG County in the Bowie section of PG County, more than we had for a Anne Arundel. But that's fine. We don't mind helping out. And other than that, excuse me, looking forward to a few days of fairly decent weather. I think they're calling for some possible showers and thunder showers several days this coming week, but that's typical for this time of the year. So anyway, with that, back to you, Marty. KB3MXM, WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, thank you for that. Let's go to Tom, W3TDH.
Thank you, Jim. I'm sorry, Marty. There's nothing other than what Kurt told you. The weather service here at Sterling is expecting a kind of hot year, not just in terms of the temperature, but in terms of these storms. And we're told there's an ongoing concern about the intensity of any hurricanes that become landfalling. So rather than chat about this last week, which Kurt's already done quite adequately, I'm going to remind everybody that you should have your own house in order. If you have the faintest expectation of helping anybody else, because certainly you're not going to run out and leave your family in trouble. So get your preparations done, make sure they're in order, and then worry about charging your radios and putting your go bag in shape. Family first. That's what I have for you, Marty. Back to the net.
Well, that's great, Tom. Thank you. And that goes right along with what I, what I said earlier about GMRS, General Mobile Radio Service, which is a cousin to FRS, Family Friendly Radio System or Service. So you can get the FRS radios from your department store, like Walmart or even order them online. But just keep in mind that the FRS radios are not GMS radios. And if you get a GMS radio, that comes with FRS frequencies. And the reason I mention this is if you are called to help your community in communications, let me give you a scenario that has occurred and could occur. So you show up, you've been designated to help the local shelter. So you've been assigned to go to the shelter and ask the shelter manager, is there an immediate need for your services, radio communications? And this is going to play right into Jeff's comments about the WinLink. So you get there, and they're like, yes, we expect that we're going to have potentially power outages and difficulty getting information from the EOC or something to that effect. Or maybe they have some transportation concerns, and your communication services are going to be important. Now, typically, you would say, okay, well, if you need me, I'll be right out here, or I'll be right over here where I'm going to set up something portable, or I'll be outside with something portable. Here's my phone number. And you exchange phone numbers with that person. 3, 4, 5, 6 hours later, it's dark, storm's coming, maybe it's a hurricane, and you want to get in touch with the coordinator that you talk to, and you call them, and they're at home. They're at home because the phone number you were given is the phone number to that person. Well, let me give you an alternate scenario. You have a pair of the inexpensive FRS radios. You've written your call sign with permanent ink on both of them. You hand it to the shelter operator and say, keep this at your post or nearby. All you have to do is turn it on. You'll see on the back my call centers, but my name is on there, Marty. All you have to say is, Marty, this is whoever it is. Can you come in here? We've got some information, or we need some information, or we have a message to pass. And you say, okay. They say, okay, and off you go. And then if you change, if your watch changes and you have to leave, then you give your radio to the next person, the radio operator, and they give that radio to the next person. And that form of communications continues to be viable because those radios are going to stay there. Okay? And this has been, I have a particular example of this. And it really does work. So having an FRS radio in your bag or two could be a very nice addition. Okay, break. Let everybody ID. I'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, Warsh _ EchoLink Node and Link Repeater. Stand by.
W3TDH for ID.
Oh, yeah, Tom, we're in a net. You're good. I'm going to ID for the net, sir. Okay, very good. Let's go to at KB3SPH, Jeff, for a few words about WinLink.
Good evening, Marty in the net. This is Jeff, KB3SPH. What Jim, WI3N, was referring to is there is a monthly WinLink session that is held by tactical call sign MDC WinLink, and it's Bill, N3XL. And what we do is a challenge on the second Tuesday of each month for a 24-hour period on that Tuesday. And the challenges change from month to month. Usually it's at a minimum, a WinLink check-in with your call sign and where you're located. Last couple months we've been doing a peer-to-peer challenge where you do a peer-to-peer session and then report that during the net. So it's a good way to keep in touch, keep your WinLink skills up, and everybody's invited to participate. More info, send a message to NDC WinLink, that's the tactical call sign, through your WinLink account. Back to net, this is KB3SPH.
All right, very good, Jeff. Can you also share the, you know, many may not be familiar with this, and especially if you're not in a, you're not in a interface with your radio, in this case, in WinLink interfaces. But there are applications and even online capability to send WinLink messages without connecting your laptop or device to your radio. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You can have the there is a website to do webmail from, WinLink webmail from. Also, you can do Telnet through the WinLink application, which is just using the email program in WinLink and the internet without interfacing to the radio. So your call sign at winlink.org is your WinLink email address, and you can do that via the internet or connect it to a radio. Hope that answers the question. Back to net, KB3SPH.
That does. That does indeed. Thank you. All right, let me back up here and catch a few folks I might have missed. We talked about Skywarn. Let's go to N3RO for any comments on Skywarn, please.
Good evening, Marty. N3RO, Frederick County, Maryland, Skywarn. And you're right about the storms, Tuesday evening. And we did pass traffic. I actually did not call a Skywarn net. My wife and I were out at a restaurant, and my phone started going off. I get alerts from Frederick County. Frederick County has an alert system direct to smartphones, and then I got an alert from Jerry, AI0K, the head of our Skywarn program, has passed through from the National Weather Service. But I was in a restaurant, and when I did get home, I immediately went to the 146.73 repeater and found traffic from up near Kemar. The storm was producing hail and wind and power outages, and I did relay that over to the National Weather Service. So we did actually pick up some traffic and relay it. And when I was talking with the meteorologist at the National Weather Service, he said, yeah, that we've pulled down the warning for Frederick County. It's now over in Carroll County. But we didn't get anything right here in the Frederick area of the city. It was northern Frederick County, and then the second storm was in Montgomery County and south. But right here in Frederick, when I was getting the alerts, the sun was shining, winds were calm, and at home we never got anything at all, not even any rain. So it is, those storms were severe, but very, very localized. And I agree with your FRS. I carry a pair of FRS with me all the time when I'm on radio communications events for that very reason. We were doing the Maryland hike across the Appalachian Trail. And one year it was a rainy day, and I couldn't fit under the tent. And so I went to my car and gave an FRS radio to the head of the team there at that checkpoint and said, call me if you need any communications. And we used FRS link back and forth, and they were good with it and used it very well, and I enjoyed it because I could sit in my car and not try to get under a tent crowded with people. So those FRS radios can be a nice link. Back to net, N3RO, Frederick County, Skywarn.
All right, we're going to take a break and let the let things reset, timed out. So we're going to let everything reset. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland, D.C. section at GalinkNet. All right, very good. Let's go to Alpha India Zero Kilo. Jerry, a few words, too, about Skywarn and share with the group. Alpha India Zero Kilo. Jerry? Oh, having, okay, wait a minute. Having mic issues, please come back. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know all about mic issues. My goodness. All right. I was going through headsets like a sound engineer at a concert. Couldn't find one that worked. All right. Let's move on. And let's go to our section emergency coordinator, Jim, KB3KAS.
Okay. KB3MXM, everybody else tonight in the net tonight, very good evening. WB3KAS. Got a big long list of things to discuss here. First thing, we did tour the field day. We touched the inside loop along the bay. We hit 8 sites. Had a wonderful time seeing everybody we haven't seen all year. It is my favorite to get out to see my friends and other people working with us in the Erie program. So that was a big plus for this year. Second thing here is we are working with Tarbert County. Tarbert County is looking for tower space from the county, and so I'm working with the the Charles County Amateur Club and the EC, Bob Davidson. We've already had one Zoom meeting. Pluses and minuses about giving a presentation. The two of them are going to talk to the county emergency management to see if they can get the tower space on a county tower. And so that is going to keep me busy for a little while. We finally got the repeater in that belonged to Mike Packer, so those who remember him, for he passed away, in the hands of the club, and now we're looking for a spot. Take a break. I got a note from Yvette Kelly, I can never remember which one is her first name, the invite to the quarterly Human Services gathering, going to be a Google Meet on the 26th, I believe, and they'll be talking about hurricane, COVID, and some other things. I hope I find time to gather, to get in that group, and report out anything that take place. We'll be in Western North Carolina. I should be able to check in via the internet down there. Some good news on the membership for Aries since January. We had 305 members in January, 315 in March, 316 in April, 324 in May, 326 in June. And I'm pretty excited that we've got a run on a continuous number of months going positive. 12 years ago, we had 600 members of Aries in the section, and so we need to get that thing back up because we're ramping up on hospital program on the section. That's going to be very, very dynamic, looking for people to run communications from the hospitals. Take a break for a few minutes. I have put up the June Aries section report. Hopefully Modi can get that up on the list server and get sent out to 2,500 people. That's my contribution for recruitment. I know in the past that people have read that and said, geez, I'd like to join Italy. So we're looking to see if we can get that thing up pretty soon with the hurricane season, et cetera. And then lastly, another nickel here. I wrote a vacancy position for the assistant section emergency coordinator. It used to be Stephen Keller, KC3DSO, has now moved to Delaware. So I'm shorthanded, very heavily shorthanded. A lot of irons in the fires, a lot of projects going on there, and I have to decide what doesn't get taken up this week because of more pressing needs. So look for it when Modi puts that up. If you have an interest in it, my call sign will be at the bottom of that list notice. And I certainly would like to hear from from you guys that that read it, try to understand our position in terms of being short-handed, and hopefully we can get some more support from you. Back to Nat. Everybody have a good evening. WB3KAS.
All right, good report. Thanks, Jim. Let's take another short break here. KAB3MXM. All righty. We're going to go to the repeaters here in just a moment. I'm going to cover a few more items I think is of importance to, I do truly believe. Operators are needed for the Marine Corps Marathon on October the 30th, 2022 in Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia. If you're interested, please search Marine Corps Marathon, and there is a website that I don't have with me right now, but there is. Also, Jim, this is an interest. I'll be sending you this email. I received Mr. Bill Curry from HSEMA is looking to communicate with us, Jim, very soon. They have a new facility, so I'll be forwarding that email to you. And I was thinking that perhaps Liz could begin the dialogue with Mr. Curry. This is very encouraging to have him contacting, and went through Tom, division director, and he sent it to me. So I'll be sending it to you this weekend. All right. I think that's all the business that I have on my list. Let's go to let's go to the repeaters. I've got it working now. Okay, very good. Before we do that, let's go to Jerry, Alpha India, 0 Kilo, Skywarn.
Hi, Marty. Is it working now? KB3, MXM, AI, 0K?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Had a mic problem I didn't know about. I'm the fairly new Skywarn coordinator for the National Weather Service office at Baltimore Washington Airport, or Dulles Airport. And in the process of trying to verify the various subnets around the area, don't have everything done yet, but one thing I know we need is somebody in southern Maryland. That includes PG County and one south. That's especially important since we're coming into the main hurricane season. If you look at WX4LWX.org, you can see the nets there. It's not updated. We're in the process of updating the records, but so I need somebody down there. I need somebody in Garrett County. Haven't had response from Baltimore County area yet. Don't know if we have anything there. It's a rebuilding time. We've had some things that have kind of fallen down by the wayside, and we're trying to get things going. As far as Skywarn classes go, we're looking at the National Weather Service has now started doing in-person classes, first one since before COVID-19 started. I'm hoping that we'll also get some Zoom meetings, we'll get some more. We'll also have some net control station classes coming up, hopefully via Zoom meetings in the near future. So anyone interested in Skywarn is free to contact me at ai0k@arrl.net. And if we have a coordinator in your area, I'll put you in touch with them. If we don't, very happy to get anybody who is interested in being a coordinator for a subnet there. KB3MXM, AI0K. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, we'll take a 10-second break, and when we come back, it will be Wanda for hospital, and then we'll hit the repeater. Stand by. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland, D.C., Section Echo Link here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, or D.C., and linked repeater. Stand by. All right, very good. Let's go to KA3AHI, Wanda, for the Hospital Coalition, and go right ahead.
Yes, Marty, very good. Welcome to everybody that's joined us in here tonight. I'd like to just talk just a wee bit about the hospital program. The HF Hospital Program Net meets on Wednesday following the third Monday of each month, which will be July the 20th of this month. At 3820 is the frequency. Check-ins will be accommodated as early as 6:45. And so, everyone, just listen up for Gene Smar. That's Gene, last name S-M-A-R, who will be the net control station. His call sign is AD3F. He's the net control station. He helps us quite a bit and quite often. Okay, Marty, that's it. Back to you. K-A-3-A-H-I.
All right, very good. And reading the note, W3TDH says, I need a few minutes of time with someone who understands vertical separation of vertical polarized antennas to minimize interference between stations that are co-located. Again, call sign W3TDH after the net. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to repeaters. And then we'll go to, we've got maybe six, eight people to go to, so stand by. Plenty of stuff to learn and hear about. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink here on the Wash_DC EchoLink node of WB3GXW and linked repeaters. And we'll be doing repeater calls after this break. Okay, let's first go to KA2JAI. Mike, if you're there, call your stations, please.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. As usual, we have our next monthly meeting tomorrow. It's usually the day after the net. And we will be looking at our solutions to our WebEOC and WinLink drills. We will be talking about NBEMS, digital, setting up digital stations, VARA. We're also going to start talking very early about our SEP coming up. I have a question I'm going to toss out. Please don't answer me on the net. I don't want to take the time. But if you know the answer, I'd appreciate an email. We were a 2 Foxtrot station at the EOC in Glen Burnie for field day. Had a great time doing it, too. I uploaded my information to the ARRL, and I found that there looked like there was no place to upload proof that my generator cycled or that I was visited by my served agency. So if anybody knows how to do that, I'd appreciate an email, ka2jai@arrl.net. Okay, I already have a few people pre-checked in. If you are not checked in and you want to check in on the 805, please call now.
N3SEO.
K3YLW.
Okay, copy SEO and YLW. Going to the top of the list, K3JJB. Go ahead with comments, please.
Well, good evening, everyone. I have a comment on Friday. This is the first time in a long time that I've been available. Thank you for allowing to be on the net. It's very informative. With that, I'll send it back. K3JJB.
N3FQC, your comments, please.
N3FQC. Yes, I would like to invite some more people for the Baltimore Traffic Net. It operates on 145.33 at 6:30 p.m. every night, 7 days a week. And due to workloads of people actually having to work real jobs, we're short various net control stations, and I invite people to try joining us and being net controls, and not only that, and passing radiogram traffic. Okay, two reasons that this would be great for education and learning how to do these things. One, this is a very easy net control station because it's pretty laid back, and obviously it's a training net. And so everybody's helpful. The other thing is passing radiograms, the best mentor in the world, Father Al W3YVQ, is typically there, and there's no other person better to help you get better and better at passing radiogram traffic. So please invite people to do it. We need more net control stations and more people to pass traffic. This is N3FQC.
K3YLW, go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Just checking in. No further comments. K3YLW.
That's it, Marty. I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI. And again, if anybody has an answer to my question, it's KA2JAI at ARRL.net. 73.
All right, Mike, what about Frank, SEO? He checked in, but you didn't ask him for comments. Does he comment?
Frank, my apologies. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Mike. No comments. Nothing further to pass on. Back to net. Entry SEO.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's go to W3FDK, Mid-Atlantic Wireless. Not sure who will take the lead there, but if someone could take the lead and call your stations.
Well, good evening, Marty. This is Sandy, KB3ELF in Middletown, and I'll go ahead and take check-ins. First of all, we did have a fun and successful field day. Thanks to Jim and Wanda for the visit. And do we have any check-ins for the W3FDK repeater? Please check in now.
W3JP portal.
November 9, Echo, Bravo, Juliet.
Alpha, Bravo, 3, Echo.
All right, very good. We got Luke, W3JP, N9EBJ, and AB3E. Go ahead, Luke, and then pass it on to Sean. And then, Sean, if you could pass it down to AB3E. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, thanks so much. Hope I'm getting the repeater here. Thanks very much for this morning. It was a beautiful day. And I'm just checking in to say hello to everybody, and I'll send it over to Sean. And Sean, I hope you're feeling better. N9EBJ, W3JP.
W3JP, I'm a net, and 9EBJ. Yeah, I'm doing better. Slow but sure. They think they'll let me out of the hospital tomorrow, but doing better. Let's see. AB3E to pick it up, N9EBJ.
Thank you very much for all the good comments there. Back to you, Marty, KB3EOF.
All right, very good. Well, let's take a break, and right after we do that, we're going to go to WB3GXW. And, John, if you have anybody on there, why don't you give them a call or give me the list or whatever you're going to do. But let's take a break here for just a moment. Let everybody reset. 10-second break. We'll be right back. All right, there we go, 10-second break. Let's go to WB3GXW. And the Silver Spring repeater. Call your stations.
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Are there any check-ins via the 147-225 repeater in Silver Spring? Over. KB3YQK. I got KB3YQK. Any others? Okay, Marty, that's it. Very long day for me today. And we're testing tomorrow at Laurel. So have a good one, and I'm going to sign off. WB3GXW out.
All right, John. Any bulletins, any announcements on bulletins yet? Are you back online?
Give me another week, couple of weeks. Still doing this rehab with this leg, and stairs are a problem. But give me a couple more weeks, we'll get it going again. Over.
All right, very much. Thank you very much. We're talking about the bulletins that are broadcasted on Silver Spring and here on the Wash Underscore. So the bulletins like the amateur radio news and things like that, John is our section official bulletin station. All right, let's go to KB3YQK for a few comments, if you have any.
Good evening, Marty, John, and everyone else on the net. It's good to hear. Current position is sitting in front of Capital Region Medical Center, where the old Capital Center used to be, what replaced PG Hospital. Hope I'm making the repeater all right. Secondly, regarding the Marine Corps Marathon, yes, they need about 250 halves every year to run the marathon properly, and they're always short a few. So if you have the opportunity, the time, and the inclination, they offer very good training a couple weeks prior. They've got good documentation. It's a good event. And the best way to think of it is a controlled mass casualty event. I highly encourage anyone to participate. The website for that, let me grab a quick nickel. The website to sign up, there's actually two websites that you must use. The first one will be mcmham.org. That's Mike Charlie Mike, as in Marine Corps Marathon, ham.org. Once you've gone through that process, you'll be prompted to go to the Marine Corps Volunteer website. You must do both. Both are required. If you do not volunteer through the Marine Corps organization, the Marine Corps Marathon organization, you will not have the proper credentials to be on the course. And then going through the MCM HAM takes care of the coordination through the HAM group, which are separately managed. So that is what I have for the moment. On the line of storms and backup power, two is one, and one is none. If you've got two of something and one of them breaks down, you've got one left. So check your batteries, rotate your stock, keep them charged, keep them used. Make sure that they are not old or inferior in function. It's always good to have an extra, because there's a good chance what you have won't work when you need it. That's just the way things go. That's all I have for the net tonight. Marty, good to hear from you. KB3YQK, back to net control.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's go through the rest of our roster here. I'm going to start right where I left off on my list. Milford, N3, Whiskey, Yankee Golf. All right. Let's go to Mike. November Charlie, 3, Mike. Keep your finger close to that PTT. Let's go to, where was I? I'm lost. No, I'm not. KC3, Tango, Lima, Oscar, Don.
Good evening to everyone on the net. I hope all is doing well. I don't have any traffic. KC3 TLO.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Pam, KB3 SWS.
Thank you, Marty. This is KB3 SWS. Our field day at Najmoy Creek was a success this year. We posted our location on the ARRL Field Day Locator page. As a result, we met a local ham that we did not know before. He found us at Najmoy Creek and was so impressed with everything going on, he later joined our Charles County Club. So successful all around. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Very good, very good. That is excellent news. Yeah, if you don't put on the locator, people certainly can't find you. Now, there was some locations. I did the upper eastern part of Maryland, across the top of the bay and down the eastern shore. 11 sites in 27 hours. Started in Harford County, Cecil, across the top of the bay, Kent, all the way down until I ended up in Berlin, Maryland. And then I blasted back up across the Bay Bridge to try to get to the Armed Forces Retirement Home, but apparently too late. You know me, folks. I like to show up at dark 30 in the morning, and that wasn't going to be allowed, so I overnighted for about 3 hours in the front seat, and then blasted up to Hagerstown. I was able to find them before they packed up, but Westminster was already gone. But it was an incredible, incredible experience. And to see Maryland in such a way, to be able to drive all over Maryland, see so many things, I just wish I had a dash cam. I could capture it all. All right, moving on. Let's go to K3DVG, David Victor Golf. All right, don't see him on the list. Let's go to Mike on the link. November, oh, wait a minute, I already did you, Mike. I'm sorry, having you in here twice. Let's move up. How about Jim, KC3SOK?
Thank you. Thank you for all the work that you do. Jim, KC3SOK, no traffic. Listening very intently and with great interest back to net.
All right, Jim, thank you. And you know, if you're logged in and you see the stuff going on, there's also some stuff going on in the chat box. Sometimes it goes with Echolink. It's a shame we can't have, oh, well, then if we could show pictures, this would be Zoom. Oh, never mind. I know what that is. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll do some closings and any alibis. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC section manager, and you're listening to the Wash underscore DC Echolink node of WB3GXW here on Friday evening for the Maryland DC section Echolink. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right. And the last, one of the last things I want to mention is a notebook and a pencil. Well, maybe it could be a pen if it doesn't bleed all over the place, but you need a notebook and a pencil in your go bag. You need it when you go and do things, even when you're not going, but you're doing things. Just keep in mind, once it's over, you may not remember everything. It might be something important. I keep notes here when I do the Echolink. One side of the screen has everybody who checked in. The other side has my notes. But just to give you a little idea in areas that you might want to capture, especially like in an after-action report. I'll give an example. Stand by. All right, so you have an event. Let me see if I can change screens here. Here we go. You have an event. Just a short synopsis or just a concise overview of what's going on. What are the expectations and the goals of that event, your responsibilities, or your team's? How about just a very short analysis of the measured results? Did you meet your obligation? Did you do things timely? What could be improvements? Also identify positive and negatives, I just said, about your outcomes. What could you have done a little bit better? What were you not prepared for? Also consider things like, how would you adjust the capacity for any unmet needs? Did we need more coax? Do we need another power strip? Do we need another person? Did we have to finish early? Did we need to bring water, food, snacks, toilet paper? And then a summary and recommendations for later to be provided as improvements in your report. So just keep in mind that even our emergency coordinators need to do this as well. And please be prepared in your EC training break. Joining ARES does not make you an MCOM person. It gets you started. It gets you in the group where you are going to be very welcomed. But keep this in mind, please. Training doesn't make you smart. That sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? Training doesn't make you smart. You know what training does? Training gives you the knowledge to know the nomenclature of the business that you're going to be doing. That you're going to learn all of those terms and functions and features and things that you need to know. But you're really going to learn when you get in the field. Okay? You're really going to learn it. And especially like the WindLink net or checking into ARES nets. They are online. You can find them. Check into an ARES net. Even if you're not an ARES member, get the understanding of how the net is run. The Baltimore traffic net, any of the traffic nets is a great, great resource for understanding the cadence of a net. Okay? Many of you have heard this. Many of you are aware of it. Stand by. Break. Oh, I see your note, Milford. That's okay. We're going to finish up here in just a bit. ECs. Let's talk about the recent weather event that we had. A weather event. How about the outages and the damage, Glen Elg and Harford County? Try to capture these things in your book of knowledge. Like what county are you in? Or what county are you supporting? Or what jurisdiction are you supporting? Okay? Or what MCOM group or community partner that you're supporting? Okay? Are you prepared? Are you notified? What is the method of notification for like severe storms? I always like to say if it's a storm warning and you are ARES, you should contact your EC. If you live in, let's say, you live in Westminster and let's say you walk very far away, let's say you work in D.C., you're still an MCOM person in D.C. You should know who the MCOM person is, who your EC is. Also, have a short list of who to contact, your calling tree. If you can't make it or you need somebody to replace you, your EC will help you do that. Also, remember situational awareness at all times. Know where you are, what you're doing. Know what the priorities are. Know the prior to, during, and after. And know the to and the from in your ARES team. And then lastly, always do welfare checks on your Aries team as well as your fellow hams after any major destructive event. Do a welfare check. I'm sure they appreciate you calling them up or talking to them on the net. Break. Hey, Milford, is it working? Your time is now.
Hey, it is. What do you know? I am sorry to break into your dialogue. That was very, very good. I wish you could carry on with that. But I do want to apologize for not being around these past couple of months. I've been kind of under the weather, but I think I'm on the backside of it. And I think I'm going to be doing a lot more, getting a lot more involved. So appreciate the time. Appreciate your help, Marty, and the other people around as well. So I'll talk to you later. Have a very, very blessed night. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford. Well, thank you. I'm glad you could get in on the camaraderie here. So that'll be it for tonight, folks. Let's call it quits at 9:07. But I want to thank you for joining us here on the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. Now, also, there, the Maryland DC also has a Twitter page, MDCARRL. Also, Facebook, you can find us. We have a section Facebook. And as Jim mentioned, I'll be working on the news this weekend to go out through the list server and be posted. So also look for activities and opportunities there, too. Thank you all for your loyalty and your tenacity, your competency, and your compassion for others. Let's lead. Let's follow. Let's be involved. As I say, be safe, be well, and be on the air. Good night, all. 7-3, KB3 MXM.